Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day, podcasters.
Ooh, whoopsie. Jay Sean joins us today.
Uh-huh.
He's a good chap.
He is a nice guy.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm. We talked about the International Middle Child Day as well.
He didn't seem into it.
Well, I'm neither here nor there on it, being the youngest of two.
But you always know a middle child. You know Maddie over there.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yep.
You know how much he needs your love and attention.
But yet you never give it.
Just doing what you're used to, buddy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's okay.
I don't need it.
Who does your mum have a favourite?
Yeah, my sister, older sister.
Mm.
I don't know whether so much favourite, but like she can do whatever she wants.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's favourite now that you are, you know, you always think they have favourites and you realise you don't actually have a favourite, but you do love them differently at different times as well.
Mm. Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Right.
Like last night, my youngest was being an absolute nightmare before bed.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, we'd already gone through the everything and I cracked it and yelled at her. And then I felt bad. Now I woke up this morning feeling bad.
I know. And then you'd be like, I'm so sorry. But at the time.
She needed to be in trouble.
I cracked it with the eldest last night as well.
What, just yelling?
Yes, yelling. I said, do you want to go to tennis? Because we've got to leave in 10 minutes. I got everything. I got everything. Okay. Just before we're running out the door, hasn't got his shoes and socks on, can't find his racket, and then screamed at me, you never helped me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was like, are you for real? And I lost it.
Yeah.
But then the youngest one comes in. He comes in every night now because we give up. Like, we'd never let someone sleep in the bed, but now we're like, you sure could. So he comes in, he cuddles up, and he goes, hey, Mama, I cuddle you. And I went, yeah, okay, cool. So I turn around, he cuddles me, and he goes, you got to meet. Okay, so we turn around. This is at like midnight. And he goes, I love you. I'm like, I love you too.
Yeah, they know what to do.
Oh, you're so cute.
Enjoy it though. He loves Scotty too, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. See, my daughter.
He does share the love though. He just is a big suck up. He knows how to work it.
Mm. Yeah, good on him. Good on him. All right. Let's roll the podcast.
Rookie dookie.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It is Jay Sean.
R&B Fridays presents.
Fridays Live.
Fridays!
Tickets are on sale today. 11 o'clock, frontiertouring.com is where you need to go for Fridays Live. One of the headliners, Jay Sean. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
We're great. And you're going to be back. When was the last time you were in Australia?
I was actually in Australia in 2019, just before all the madness.
Yeah.
So that was, that was a beautiful time. I love coming back to Australia. Honestly, I tell people all the time, go to Australia, eat the beautiful food, take in the beautiful scenery, and the people are so easy to make friends. So easy to make friends. It's ridiculous for us. And so, I love it, man. I absolutely love it.
You're very easy to make friends with because we found out something about you and we are very interested.
You're going to go straight into it?
I'm going to go straight into it.
We would want to know, like, because we want to see you and we, like, you know how much we love you, your music, and that's a given. But we're wondering if we could ask you a favour this time and you could bring us a gift.
Okay, go on.
Some of your smooth sail sake. The world's first premium canned sparkling sake has zero sugar whilst offering 7% alcohol per can.
That sounded like a perfect commercial.
That's what
you just make that a soundbite and just play it every year for half an hour.
That's how I'll introduce you to R&B Fridays, Jay.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's so exciting. I'm a bit of a businessman nowadays, I'll have you know.
Mm.
So decided to go into this. And, some artists are always given a sort of brand deal to endorse, right? So it's not their company. They just get paid a check and they're like, I drink this whiskey and I drink this. And I'm like, that's cool. But I want to own it. Like, I want to start it from scratch. And so we started up, literally, this is like, I'm a co-founder of this company. And it's exciting because it's just a little baby seed and watching it grow and now getting into stores and stuff like that. It's just really, really fun. And get to put my creative brain into something else as well, you know. So I found the whole thing really, really, really fun.
Well, if you need Australian merchandises and outlets.
That was a yes, wasn't it?
That was a yes.
You're allowed to bring it in, aren't you? Like, it's not.
Of course. Yeah.
That's a roundabout way of saying, of course I'll bring you a couple of cans.
I wouldn't want him to be at the gig and everyone's like, oh, he was arrested trying to smuggle in alcohol for us. And we'll be like, what?
For the record, Jay, that's what they want, but I know you've sold 6 million records in the US, so I'll just take a Bugatti or something like that instead, if that's okay.
Fine, all right.
You have worked with some amazing names, Pitbull, Nicki Minaj, is one of them. And mm-hmm. like we said, you've been to number one on the Billboard charts in the US. Who has been your all-time favourite collaboration?
You know, all for sort of different reasons, I'll be honest with you. Like, for example, I did a song with Busta Rhymes, right? Two songs with Busta Rhymes. Now, this guy, just an absolute icon, legend in hip-hop, and I grew up just obsessed with Busta. And then to sort of be having a casual conversation with him, and then, like, he did this verse, and I swear, this is all I said, he did this verse, and I loved it. And I go, oh, Busta, that was incredible. I think I even just went, oh, Busta, that was wonderful. Do you think that you could probably do a little bit of the fast stuff on it? Like, just having a... you know what I mean? Just a casual combo, critiquing his verse. And I was just, you know, it was just for different reasons, all amazing, you know? Like, me and Craig did a song, Craig David did a song together in England, and that was both, you know, at a time where, you know, I remember I was in university and Craig had sort of blown up in England, and I just remember thinking, man, watch this. I'm gonna be the next Craig now. I'm gonna get out there and rock England like that. And then it happened, and then we do songs together, and it's just amazing, like the people that you work with, and then you kind of sort of become, like you said, you know, you're creating something together. It's just it's always a really, really amazing moment. Mary J. Blige was actually the best, because she told me off on stage at the video set in a cute way, because we did a song together. Then we're shooting the video, and I'm lip syncing because, you know, I want to have a look pretty face on my video. I don't want to actually be singing and looking strange. And she goes, "Are you not singing?" I go, "What? I am singing. What do you mean?" She goes, "You need to sing, boy. They need to see your facial expressions." And I was like, "Okay, Miss Bryce, whatever you say."
And he never lip synced again.
To know that, because I always wanted to hear, because I was like, is that a given thing that everyone does lip sync, or everyone's different, I guess, for the film clips?
No. For music videos, most people are just lip syncing. You don't want to waste your voice. You're doing the takes 100 times to shoot the video. So nobody wants to really use their voice and blast it out if you're doing it. So some people just sort of, well, you just quietly sing the words. But I think she was like, no, they need to feel your pain on this one. So I was like, okay, yeah, whatever you say. But yeah, most of us do that.
I still remember, Jay, and I don't know why I remember this, but I saw a filming of Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the film clip for that, and she actually had to sing that quadruple time, because then they slowed it, right? So she was all flowing and, you know, but she had to sing it like a chipmunk.
Yeah.
And then they brought it back down, so that matched. Mm. Yeah, so you didn't have to
do that. Yeah, exactly. It's fun. I love doing music videos. It's fun.
I love that you've said that being a pop star is cool and traveling all over the world, but you've posted a photo of your kids. You know how at school they've got to write a little write-up about what they love about you, and you know how old your dad is, and someone said 5 years of age.
Because like the father's day card.
And the teachers don't correct them because they think it's hilarious. Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, and I think as your daughter said, you know, thank you so much for spending all your money on my really cute Zara clothes. It's like, thank you.
All your money.
All your money.
Thank you.
Do you have to go to the school? Like, do they ask you, like, oh, hey, Jay, it's just something a little bit, you know, just little, like just assembly. Would you be involved?
Work
could
in
you
the
sing
tuck shop.
Here? Yeah, do you have to go and be involved?
My daughter would be horrified if I was. I tease her all the time. Oh, yeah, I tease her all the time. So she's doing her little recitals, right? Her little dance recitals and her little singing stuff. And I'll always tease her. Like, I'll be talking to my wife in the car, knowing she's listening. I'm like, I guess, what time am I going on? Am I on before them or after? She goes, you better not be going on stage, Daddy. You better not embarrass me in front of all my... Because for them, I'm goofy dad, right? I'm just dad. They don't need me to be a performer, you know?
Yeah. But, don't you get on that stage and do what you do to afford my clothes? Don't you do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what would be interesting for her, though, is, Jay, the mums of her friends would have been, like, in nightclubs on their single days hooking up to your songs.
Oh, my God. Isn't that just a mad thing to imagine? It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like some of her friends could have been made to your songs.
Do not tell her that.
Thanks. That's a weird image I'm going away with now.
Yeah. You kind of vicariously had a hand in it.
Yeah. Like your friend Emily. Yeah, that was when Ride It was around.
Mate, so will you be bringing the family out with you when you come on tour?
You know what? On this trip, I can't, unfortunately. But I definitely, they're with me right now in California, but Yes, it's on the cards. It's on the cards for the next one, for sure.
Yeah, they would love it down here.
And new music for you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you always working on new stuff? Yes. You got an album on the way?
I don't do albums, man. Honestly, I don't do albums. It's a dated concept, if you ask me. For me, personally, I'm not saying artists who do it. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Brilliant. To me, personally speaking, I just know, I think people just want stuff. They want content. They want music. They want videos. They want TikToks. They want Instagram reels. They want pictures. They want to know about your life. And I think they're just happy if you do that. Like, if I dropped a song tomorrow and my fans didn't know if it was an album or not, they're, you know, would they listen to it? Of course they would. They wouldn't go, hold on, I need to know what album this is from. I need to know what album.
What track?
Just give them the music, man, and keep them happy. And I think that's something that I like to do and I continuously do. And I think now also it allows you to have wiggle room to just do what, like, I like to bounce around genres. One minute I'll do a dancehall record. Next minute I'll do a piano ballad. Next minute I'll do a reggaeton record. So for me, on a house record, I have a dance record coming out in October. And it allows me to be able to jump around like that, because that all of that on one album is not going to be a cohesive sound. So you see what I'm saying? So I like to do it that way.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you jumping around on stage. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. We've announced Macklemore. We've announced you. And have you seen the rest of the lineup?
I know the rest of the lineup. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell. Am I allowed to tell you guys?
Yeah, you're allowed to tell us.
You're not.
Shut up.
Don't all right, well, it's going to be a big one.
Stop.
It's going to be a big one.
I don't want to get him into trouble.
Well, it's just us. We're friends. We're not going to do it. We were just looking at
it. I don't know. I'm sure my people are on who are listening online would cut it right there. But yeah, it's gonna be a really, really, really big show. Big show. Big eyes.
Such a narc, Steph.
Hey, sorry, guys. I am gonna cut you there. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. That was a great voice.
Thank you. See you, Jay. See you then. See when you're here, buddy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's a comeback that, like Jackson herself, ranks among the very best.
Congratulations, Lauren Jackson. Going to another World Cup.
Lauren Jackson, absolute legend here in Australia and overseas. She's played basketball over in the US as well. And she has just made the team, the 12 lineup for the World Cup. Now, she retired many, many years ago, and she retired through injury. So now she's making a comeback at the age of 41. And I just go, that's good. Like, good for you. But I just did an interview with the Courier Mail, and they were talking about the bridge to Brisbane, and they were like, are you running or are you walking? And I went, I'm walking 10Ks, and they have you had to train. I said, no, I don't need to train for walking. Walking's fine. So running I need to train for, but I've retired from running. And then I see things like this, and I go...
Unless there's cops behind you, which you can pick up that career pretty quickly.
That's a sprint. That's always in your DNA.
Yeah.
But I just go, that's good.
It doesn't sound like it's good. It sounds like she's making you feel bad about your own self.
All athletes are. You know, when I saw Serena Williams, who has announced that she's going to retire after the US, she won, was it the Australian Open when she was 5 or 6 months pregnant? And you just go, oh, yeah.
Just make you feel lazy.
It was Wimbledon, I think that was.
Was it Wimbledon, was it?
Yeah.
Is it like
one of them?
So, like, the opposite. I have the opposite thing where if I see a kid and he's playing guitar like Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then he walks over to a piano and plays the piano, then he picks up a violin, and I just want to break his thumbs, you know?
Yeah.
Give him a little bit of a disadvantage.
The overachievers, and we shouldn't. This is exactly where tall poppy syndrome comes from. We should feel inspired.
Cut them down.
We should feel inspired by them to then go and achieve. But yeah, there are. But then I think that their parents, you know, gave them 10 instruments at the age of three. You know,
sometimes though. Sometimes they
just ain't stupid.
Gifted.
You just poor.
Yes.
13, 10, 16.
Yeah, you're not stupid. You just got bad parents.
Finally, someone admits it.
If I went to a grammar school as well and had everything in my fingertips, I would have talent.
We always
self-made millionaire,
are you? Always do. And then you read about that and you're like, oh, really? They grew up in the ghetto and they taught themselves to take all those instruments because they got them a second hand.
Shut up, LeBron! Shut up!
Do you think there's ever been people, I reckon there would be, who have retired specifically knowing they're going to give it a year and come back? Like as a hoo-ha?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's so, you know, in the training and all that, I think they know. But I just think it's amazing that there's going to be four World Cup debuts and then her.
Wow.
And then one who's had their fifth appearance.
Let's do that thing that everyone does to make themselves feel better, though,
yeah,
and create rumours about why she's coming back. Like, maybe she's done all of her money, so she has to come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, we can't bring her down.
Uh-huh. The shoe store she was working in closed.
Yeah.
she did say, back to the pitch. That she goes, oh, look, I don't even know. Like, I've made the team. I don't know how my body is going to hold up for, you know, international competition. But she said the whole team been so welcoming, made me feel at home. The age difference appears as soon as I step onto the court. It's not when you go to uni and then you're a
mature age
and you're like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't, it's like, I mean, you can go back and do anything you want, though.
Can't do grade six. I don't think they let you do that.
At TAFE, I think they do let you do that.
You're being a mature age student in primary school.
What would you like to do if you could do anything?
Depends.
I'd like to play many instruments.
Mm.
Let's do it.
I couldn't
just
do it.
Just start the piano.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long.
Yeah. I'd like to be brilliant at the piano and learn Spanish.
And then sing Spanish songs on the piano? Despacito.
What would you do? Because you've actually got this. By the age of 41, you could achieve things.
That's a very good point. It's
not
done
that you're
for
not
us.
Already.
Yeah. Well, you know,
convincing.
But we're done.
You could go back to rugby league. There's nothing stopping you.
No, a broken ankle stopped me from doing that.
No, that's just an excuse. That's exactly what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Your ankle's better than anyone else. You got all metal in it.
Bionic.
Yeah.
You're like the Terminator ankle.
Yeah, don't point this back on me.
I'll tell you what.
You get out there and Mum and Dad here will support you.
We'll support you.
When you're able to play chopsticks on the piano.
I would set the bar a little bit higher, but okay. Yeah. Then you'll hit the field. No. So next week. Chopsticks is the easiest thing to, yeah, literally the easiest thing to play on the piano.
Like, yeah, you should come up with like
Chopin.
You didn't hear me finish. Chopsticks by Ronaldo Frenazda, who is... Nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, nah.
No. All right. Well, good on her.
Mm. That's how we finish with everything.
Good on
her. We're jealous. Good on you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm sorry, Malcolm, but you don't get the easy pass.
Why can't I just learn to shut up?
Hey. Today is a very important day, and it's a day that you might not even know about. Today is National Middle Child Day.
Who celebrated. Cares?
That is such a second-born person to say and only having two in the family. But no, I always say that middle children, you know, it's hard for them. And this day is observed all over the world.
Some people love Christmas. Others love birthdays. But soon it's going to be National Middle Child Day. We spend our lives trying to stand out. Mom says, smile, I'll do you one better. Every day we wake up. We look at the mirror and we ask ourselves, how can we be even more extra today? Do I want to stand out more than my brothers and sisters? Yeah, our highs are highs, our lows are lows. But you know what? There's nothing more fun than a roller coaster. Being a middle child isn't just who we are. It's a lifestyle.
And I know that the middle child does get left out a lot because the eldest, you know, they're the leader. And I know that I give a lot of focus to my older one because he demands it and he's got more, you know, sport on. And my youngest, he gets so much attention because he's the baby. He's never going to be, you know, forgotten. But our middle child, we just, you know, the role is undefined, the middle child. And I know that you are, so happy National Middle Child Day.
Thank you.
You're adequate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what we want to do is 131060 Middle Child Helpline. If you just want to express maybe why it is so hard to be the middle child, or maybe you want to say, hey, guys, you forgot about my birthday.
Can I start?
Yeah, you have to start.
Have you got one?
Is there anyone else middle child?
I didn't realize that I needed this until you brought it up.
Oh,
131060 if you want to join in.
It happened one Christmas
that
my mum, when I was about 14, 15... Mum didn't know what to get me because she did the whole, well, you're not quite old enough, you're not quite young enough. So she got me a quilt cover for Christmas.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, and a desk chair because she thought I could use them.
Spoiled.
Which I could.
Spoiled.
But
you're the practical one.
My little sister older sister got a laptop.
Oh, you got a quilt cover.
Don't forget the office chair.
Was it good? What was it?
I can't even remember.
Just stripes.
At least when you open it, you can go, what the hell is this sheet?
Yes, correct. Correct. But I just, in that moment, I was like, Mum said to me, I didn't know what to get you. So I got you what I thought you needed.
Are you okay? That seemed to have picked the scab there. I would say they would be voted most likely to be left at soccer.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? True. Yeah. I always pick up the youngest one from kindy early.
Always.
And then I go to school because I know the eldest one's going to complain. I pick up him. I rock up to Jagger. He was the only one there with the teachers. And I rock up. And he, you know what he did to me? He goes, oh, don't worry, Mum. I knew you wouldn't forget me. I was like, oh, hon, did that go through your mind? He goes, oh, sometimes. I was 30 minutes late for him.
He knows his role. He knows what he is.
He thought you were there early.
Yeah. He was just chuffed you even catch. She loves me.
you guys are awful. Yeah.
What, middle children? No, we're not.
Well, you've got... What do you do with yours? You've got a middle. Or is it not really now since one's out? Does that redefine the structure?
It does a little bit, but not really, because you would think... Once your eldest is like 20 and moves out, then they're not as demanding, but they actually become more demanding in a different way.
Yeah.
So Xander's always like, Xander's not allowed to get dressed before his little sister because everything's a race.
Yes.
So he will stand
naked
in the lounge room.
Oh my God, I make Jack do the same.
Really?
Yes. And he's not allowed to eat his food until the other one eats.
Same with Xander.
Xander, just let your brother do it. We don't want tears. He goes, okay, no worries.
Xander will stand there naked with two mouthfuls of Cocoa Pops left just to help keep the peace.
Maybe China were onto something.
Right, so middle child hotline.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica in Springfield Lakes. It's all about you today. You're the middle child. What happened to you that scarred you for life?
So for my 18th birthday, my family bought me a Sydney Harbour Bridge climb for the entire family, and I'm terrified of heights.
Brilliant.
Did you go on it?
I did, yeah, and it was good, but I was terrified the whole time.
Did they enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
Apart from Jess screaming the whole time, they had a ball.
Stop making it about you!
Wow. Mm. Did you see that's in that instance where you're like, the collective amount of cash would have been good.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you've all bought yourself something there too.
Yeah, it was a group present.
There you go.
Katrina and Capera, middle child syndrome. It's the time to get it off your chest. It's a helpline. What do you got for us?
Oh, I think I was turning 12 and it's coming up to Christmas. Super excited. Woke up and there's presents all through the lounge room and my brother's got the latest version of the Donkey Kong and skateboards and push bikes. And I opened mine up and I had a pile of clothing.
The practical items that you needed.
I know, and then I got in trouble for not being grateful.
Do you think it's a thing with that? It just occurred to me that they buy the stuff for the eldest kid, all the good stuff, but then they buy you crap because they know that eventually you're going to get the stuff that the elder kid
has. You get a lot of hand-me-downs.
You get the hand-me-down. So it's kind of like it's for you, but in the future.
But I wasn't allowed to play with their things. That was the thing. It was like, come on. Mm. And then when we went to the drive-in, I was the one that got shoved in the back seat under the blanket because it was a family deal for four, so I never really existed. So I was like, thanks, guys.
You're really inconvenient, Katrina. Get under the blanket.
It's because you always think the middle child complains less.
Like,
you'll be fine. Kylie, middle child. You married to one?
I am. We're both middle children.
Yep.
Deserve each other.
We found each other.
Yes, that's it. I remember, you know, going out for takeaway really young and not getting my food ordered when my brother and sister did, but probably the big one that sticks out is my mum forgot to pick me up from school one day. So she realised at 5:30 when the cat was meowing, needing to be fed.
Well, Kylie, that's exactly why you've married another middle child, because you had to pick yourselves up.
That's it. So he remembers me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what? But
that was obviously your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I just started high school, so, you know, primary school, walking home, high school, and she just completely forgot, and it was, wow, the cat needs feeding. Kylie, where are you? Oh, whoops. Yeah, there's me sitting outside the school for 2.5 hours waiting to be picked up.
On the bright side for you guys, if that happened to your middle children, people would be like, oh, yeah, middle child, that's fine. If I ever did that with Rory, I'm a monster. Like, you forget to pick up your only kid from school? What else are you doing?
A home playing with your dog?
It's only happened twice. Yep.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks for $10,000. It'll be the 15th on Monday.
Yep. Payday.
No.
No payday?
It'll be before that, won't it? Anyway, I don't have them. Do you have them? I don't have them.
Well, while you look, actually, let's get
it. Literally don't.
It is also our producer's last day today, Taylor. Let's get her in here real quickly.
Oh, wait. I've got to move all my crap because she'll complain.
Oh, no, she'll
do that
no matter what.
She will.
Oh, no, she's signed out already. She's done.
Did you end up getting access to your computer's
phone? No, so that's why there's no Alpha Bucks clue.
Oh, right.
Okay. Oh,
because they wouldn't let you. Yeah, so I don't have anything. But Ash said she's quickly going to try.
Why did they lock you out of it already?
I'm a hazard.
Yeah,
they don't
you're
trust
a security
you.
Risk.
Yeah, who knows what I could take.
What time are you going to finish today?
Well, I'm waiting to regain access, so I was going to plan to leave now, but it's pushed me back a bit, so I might actually work overtime today.
No, you mean work your actual hours?
Yes.
No, a little bit less than that, but that's still overtime. Rory, thank you so much for your amazing work. Over how long have you been here for?
Coming up to a year, like in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So enough.
Enough.
Enough. Enough.
No, you're going to New Zealand, so we look forward to hearing. She's going to be our New Zealand correspondent if anything happens over there.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
There actually might be changing the country's name.
To what?
Aotearoa, which is the real name.
So they should.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm going to sign the petition once they get over there.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'll have a right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You watch, it'll happen everywhere now. I think all countries will probably start looking at it if they do it there.
I'll let you know.
Well, there you go. There's your first week of content. Sort
yeah. Of. How to pronounce it properly and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're moving there with your husband-to-be as well, which will let everyone know. You didn't want to leave our show, right?
No. No. Not at all. No, I didn't. Like, New Zealand's only got 5 million people, so.
Not enough for you?
No, I'll get claustrophobic.
It's beautiful, though.
It's pretty spaced out. Auckland, right?
Yeah, there is a lot of space. I mean, they filmed The Lord of the Rings there.
Yeah, not in Auckland, though. But Auckland's amazing. Very expensive.
Very expensive.
It's like I actually cannot get a wine there that I don't love. Because I'm not a white wine drinker, but I could order anything in New Zealand and go, love that.
I'll let you know.
Really expensive, though.
Yeah, I won't let you know then.
She's married to a footballer. You'll be rich and famous over there.
I can't wait to see you on Police 10-7.
Oh, yes. Goals.
Yeah.
Oh, he's completely blind. So, you know, we just said, pull over, bro, and walk home. And he was like, sure, sweet, bro. No worries.
I still remember my favourite. The car had a lot of medical issues and was undrivable. In short, the car was munted.
It's such a great show.
It's
their RBT.
Yeah. But it's always like, some guy's stolen a barbecue chook from the IGA. Like, that's their biggest case.
Yeah.
And they crack it.
I'll give them some material.
I'm sure you will.
Good luck over there. We're going to miss you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We love you.
Yep.
Those answers have just come through for Alpha Bucks there, if you want to do the honours.
Yo-yo, YouTube and yacht. So my spider senses tell me the letter is Y.
See you guys.
You're so good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Uber. How do you guys feel about being a passenger in an Uber? Are you for or against? You like it? You chat? You don't chat?
Feel awkward
every time?
Well, especially when we had that call ages ago when I wanted to know why I could possibly get a lower rating. And remember the guy called up and said, oh, you wouldn't sit in the back seat if your husband's driving. You sit in the front seat and you have to talk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if people want to talk or not.
And now you're not supposed to sit in the front seat with COVID. If you can. You can sit in the back.
The back,
That was a good thing that came out of COVID.
I just feel guilty. Like, oh, thank you so much. What about you?
I don't like it. I don't like if I can sense that they want to talk, it's like, or if they are talking and I don't want to talk. It's a forced communication with someone.
We remember when they first came out, the standard of car was very high.
Mm.
And we have noticed that the standard of car has gone
That's a good point.
Down because yep. we got a car and we didn't request it, but we wanted the family to go in and they said, no, we can't do it. I've only got a hatchback.
Mm.
That's only two doors. And I thought, oh, I didn't think you'd be allowed to do that.
That's a good point because they did used to be schmicker. I got one the other day. I was going into town to catch up with a mate of mine. And I ordered an Uber, and I like the fact that, and they do it with cabs too, but you can say, like, they're 2 minutes away, you know, you can watch them pretty much drive into where they are. And I was standing out the front of my house waiting, the car pulls up out the front of my house, and I got in the back, and my Uber driver turned around, and he went, no. And I went, sorry, what? And she went, no. What do you mean?
Wrong car?
This is not an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, what, did she have an Uber sticker?
Nope.
On it?
No, but Dav can't tell the type of car.
It was red.
It drives me insane.
It shows you a picture of the little car.
Because sometimes it will be like a Toyota and he doesn't know what it... Like, he'll go, is that a Toyota? I'm like, no, mate, you know the Toyota emblem.
He could pick a Suzuki out of a lineup, though.
I certainly could.
For cash, he could do it.
Certainly
You're
could.
You're right.
Oh, that looks like money rolling towards me.
I felt terrible, though, because I just...
The safety issue,
pulled up to the front of my house. On my street, we've got a few things. There's a cafe and, like, a yoga thing and stuff.
You got to check the number plate.
Yeah, of course. I will now. And I just sat in and she turned around. She was terrified.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I thought you were my Uber. She goes, no. And I got out and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. So she goes, oh, and she said, I can't take you anywhere. I can only take you to yoga. I said, I've already done my yoga today. so thank you. But apparently it happens quite a bit. And the other thing that happens to people is that they'll be in their car and someone will actually try to open their door because they think that they're an Uber as well. Mm. I had a friend that did it. He was a little bit inebriated. He was leaving a party and he stumbled out of the party and he opened the car door and he sat down and the guy went, what are you doing? Get out of my car. And he went, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my Uber. Got out of that car, walked across the road to where his Uber was, got in that car, sat down. The guy turned to him and said, what are you doing?
It
wasn't his Uber either. So, but
it's been a safety issue overseas. I don't want to bring the mood down.
Not for
but sure. People have got in the wrong Uber and haven't returned home. It's not an Uber. But yeah, like they've got in a car thinking it was an Uber and it wasn't. So they've just got in a stranger's car.
I think in America, if someone's getting in your car, they've got all their guns and stuff. They probably thought they were getting, hijacked. So they're bloody...
Mm. Mm. Well, this poor lady would have thought that too for a second.
You'd not get in the back seat, I guess.
Do you reckon though, like were you a little bit hurt because she didn't overreact because she thought maybe she could take you?
She was going to yoga. She could have taken it. She was strong.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You guys, you play Uno?
Yes.
Fibbit, do you play Uno?
Yeah, Edie loves it.
Oh. We've got the Avengers one as well.
Oh,
that's cool. You can get all different types.
Are you guys aware of the controversy that is engulfing the game worldwide as we speak?
There's a new rule that's come out?
No.
If it's what I think it is, they can shut their faces.
That's what everybody has said.
What's happened?
It's been gathering momentum for now.
Is it not politically correct? Have we done something wrong?
Well, no. It's just everyone has been playing the game wrong for this entire time. Because you know when you're sitting there and you've got a stack of cards and you know you're about to annihilate someone with your draw twos and then a draw four and then just pack them all on.
Yeah.
And slam it down. I'm not allowed to do it. And even to the point where you know I've said, guys, you can't stack the draw cards. It's only one down, move on. And everyone collectively around the world, much like when they introduced a 13th star sign, went,
no.
We hear you and...
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Because that's the joy of, oh, yeah, really? Pick up four? What? Yes, pick up eight! And then someone, that's fun.
How else are we meant to make our children cry?
There are many, many other ways to do that.
Yeah, but you can't go to jail for
nothing,
this one.
There's nothing like a Uno going, well, my mum didn't let me win.
Well, I looked around a little bit as well. Here's another one for you that I wasn't aware of. You got Monopoly?
You play Monopoly? Are you not allowed to be the banker and steal money now?
What's the point of the game?
What happens if you land on free parking?
You park there for free. Duh.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it?
Oh, generally, the rule of thumb is that anyone that lands on free parking gets to take all the money that has been collected from chance cards, from fines that you pay. That's how, No?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never played that before. Well, free parking's just like,
Well, then you're playing it correctly. It is just a free space for you to go and chill.
It doesn't say free parking, steal money from people. It just says free parking.
No, you're not stealing money, but when you pay a chance card, or, you know, it's like you've won $10 in a, or you paid a fine for your caravan, most people put that in the middle, in between the chance and the community chest cards, and then if you land in free parking, someone gets all that money. But that they do say, the Monopoly people say, if you do that, it's extending the game by a good solid hour, and I don't know anyone that has, I don't know if I've met anyone that's actually completed a game of Monopoly.
We have the game downstairs, and each time we'll play for like a half an hour.
Right.
With Jagger, yeah.
Just half an hour and then you're out?
Yeah, and then
everything
shuts?
No,
yeah, the
real
shop
estate's
shuts.
Closed.
Yeah, but it's weird because I go down there and there's more houses on his next time we play. It's so weird.
They just pop up. Well,
so it's an ongoing game.
You can't stop development. You know what it's like? One time you're just driving through the bush. You think, let's go drive back through that forest again in 12 months. There's a bloody whole heap of houses here. They just pop up overnight.
What about defending him, aren't you?
What about the mugging?
The what?
Mugging.
In Monopoly?
Yep. It's an actual rule. So if two players land on the same square and it's unpurchased, you can roll the dice and the person that gets the highest roll mugs the other person, gets $100.
I thought it was just the first that lands on it can buy it.
That they can. It's not about buying it. It's just if they land on the same square, you can mug each other if you want to.
How do you decide if you both mug at the same time?
Well, whoever rolls the highest is the mug.
That's how they do it in everyday life.
Have you not been mugged?
Whip your dice out. Ready?
Come on, there a 10. I don't want to get stabbed today.
Stab Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
131060. We'd love to hear your worst days on the job, because you would have seen yesterday someone, a truck driver, had a pretty bad day at the wheel. He was transporting brand new cars, which are in short supply at the moment, so that was precious cargo. And his GPS did him a bunk and took him down the wrong street. And he ended up on Countess Street, and there was a bridge that wasn't high enough for his cars to fit under. And a brand new car on the back of his truck has been demolished.
Was there anyone injured before I say anything behind him? You know, when it's always getting
old. No. And there was obviously no one in the car.
I just wonder if you get there and you go, do I reverse or do I keep going? You know when you hear that?
There's no easy way. Each way's bad.
Each way's bad.
Yeah.
People say you should stop straight away and let down your tyres.
Oh, clever.
But it depends how much this missed it by.
No, it was it was quite a bit.
That's got to be a bad day.
That's a bad day. That's a bad day on the tools. The car is a write-off.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Does he get charged for that?
I wouldn't have thought so. There'd be insurance and stuff.
Is it a whoopsie? Because they do have the measurements there.
Yeah. Well, by the looks of it, the truck that he was driving went in fine. It was just that there was a car on top of the back trailer that it's then gone and got crushed.
There was a guy yesterday that was having a bad day on the job site. Well, not even making it there. Cement mixer. And had broken down. But you know how cement mixers are really, really important that they keep turning?
Yeah.
This one had completely stopped. So I don't think the mechanism was. So they were trying to get the mechanism to move as well.
Before the cement set.
Yeah.
Was he up on top of it, trying to walk on it, move it with his feet? Come on!
Come on,
a treadmill.
Like a barrel in the water.
No, I just always think when you see someone at work and they put both hands on their head, you see them do a sigh like...
Yeah. Because, you think, imagine if there's a huge driveway somewhere that's half poured and this is the second half that they want to get in there. That's just... It's a bad day all round for anyone. So 131060, is this the joy we want to revel in this morning?
In other people's misery.
Yeah. That's what we're chasing.
This has got to be the worst day of my life.
Yeah, because it's not too bad. It was in the past. Unless you're saying today is. That's quite a coincidence.
If you just had the worst day of your life.
Yeah, but you know when you look back and you go, oh, that was a bad day. I used to work at BMW and the service department. I would refuse to park the Phantom because I also did Rolls Royce. And I was like, I'm not parking the Phantom. It's way too big. It's way too expensive. And there was a guy that was going to park it downstairs. And we're like, no, crush it. And he came up and he's white and he's like, I did crush it. And we're like, ha, 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 ha. And it wasn't bad, but you could imagine something like that.
Well, they're like $1 million for one of those cars, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right.
My wife got a job sending out personal financial information to the clients of this financial advisor.
Yeah.
And it was like 200 envelopes, and she started one name down by mistake, So,
so each person got the wrong. Oh, no. Yeah. You know what we pride ourselves in? Personal. Uh-huh. Personal attention.
Yeah.
We know your name.
Uh-huh.
Confidentiality.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. That was a bad day.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Do you guys remember the COVID Safe app?
Yeah.
The app that we all had to download, mm-hmm. and especially ScoMo, he touted it as a, like, it was such an important measure. On par with wearing sunscreen is how he said it. This mm-hmm. was him saying how many people it was going to save.
This is an important protection for a COVID-safe Australia. I would liken it to the fact that if you want to go outside, you've got to put sunscreen on. It's important that we get increased downloads when it comes to the COVID-safe app.
And a lot of people did it. There was, you know, almost 10,000 people downloaded it and said, yep, I'll do the down thing. Sorry, 10,000 million.
I was going to say.
Million. 10,000 million.
Hang on.
Trillion, billion, 10,000 million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, right?
It's too much.
Why would it be too much?
10,000 million?
Oh, sorry, no, 10 million. 10
okay.
million.
All right.
Jeez.
A lot of people.
A lot. Yeah, you're right. There's not that many people. People are downloading it overseas.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to make it to Australia. Fingers crossed.
Because the way it worked, wasn't it, was that, like, if you went in the vicinity of someone, it pinged each other. So if someone had COVID, it would send you a message and say, you need to go into ISO because you're
and people would be
contact.
Able to trace it. So it would be a bit of a help, I guess, for people doing it. Now, on Tuesday, you might not have noticed, but they sent a little bit of an update saying that you can now remove your information because they're no longer using it. They are retiring it. Now, it cost $21 million, this app, and it used to cost around $75,000 a month to run.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's pretty important. And now they've released how many people it's traced.
Right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, like, some sort of drum roll? Because I feel like this is going to be a momentous thing. So this is how many humans it traced and saved from COVID, right?
Yes, yep, yep. Close contacts.
No. Yeah, that's
and if they go into even further, they're saying that it only found two unique positive COVID cases, which means at the cost of more than $10 million each.
Wow.
So those two people cost $10 million each.
Well, you can't put a price on a life, you know.
Well, they did, $10
mil. Mm. They did. So, wow. Yeah, it's going to be closed on the 16th of August, so early next week. That's it.
Was this the...
What a waste of money.
Was that the green one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used that for probably maybe 2 weeks and then we all went to that maroon one.
That's a Queensland one
that you had to check in, but they're saying even that one didn't really help. I mean, I know it's the power of, like, hindsight, isn't it?
Yeah, no one knew
like,
what
you
we were
didn't
doing.
Know what you were going to be able to do, but for $21 million, imagine what you could have spent it on.
They should make those two people pay it back.
I didn't even want to get traced.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Brisbane's biggest fun run is back Sunday, August 28th. Register bridgetobrisbane.com.au.
The iconic Bridge to Brisbane.
Bridge to Brisbane. Yes, come along with our team or just nominate that you want to do the small steps for Hannah because we'd love to have a sea of pink. That's the merch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy the merch as well. Lloyd and Sue Clark join us. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
You guys are doing so much amazing work for people that are going through DV and turning your tragedy into helping others. The reason that we're, I guess, raising money at the moment is to furnish these townhouses. Can you explain what the townhouses were? Because I find this is absolutely amazing that someone donated, anonymous donor gave the land. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
You're both going to answer the same time.
Yeah, I know.
Word at a time, guys. Word at a time.
Too long.
Lloyd, I know you can't say too much, but have you met this person?
Yeah, we have. He's such a wonderful guy, this private philanthropist. He's donated land, the build, the whole lot. Wow. So he is absolutely amazing. He actually came to Carolyn Robinson from Beyond EV. So... in collaboration with them, the three of us, we're taking on this project. And Small Steps for Hannah will actually be providing the furniture and paying for a counsellor, you know, a social worker to be there. Mm-hmm. We're signing an agreement for 3 years, so we need to come up with $50,000 a year plus the furnishing. And these units will be for women and children who are escaping DV and trying to get their lives back on track. So they'll be in there for 12 to 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there'll be a changeover. So we'll give them care packages. We'll give them the linen. So when they leave, they'll have stuff to take with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new mob that come in will be getting, you know, all fresh linen and, a nice unit to settle in and get themselves back on track.
That is fantastic. That is really, really helpful too. More importantly, though, you are running to Bridge to Brisbane with Abby.
Don't say that.
I hear, Lloyd, you want to crack the under the hour mark, is what I've heard.
I've been out this morning, you know. We've been training very hard, yeah. 7Ks this morning, so...
Yeah, they walk every day. And last time I saw them, like I bump into them a bit at White's Hill in the reserve. And last time I bumped into you guys, I got lost. And you're like, are you for real? It's very easy to get lost there. But you guys do walk every day, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Most days.
We do.
Yeah, most days.
So,
we're walking.
Our, walking. Power?
No, we're walking the 10K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power walking.
Yeah. And talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely talking. Sue and Lloyd were telling me that last time they went in they were only going to do a 3K for a charity walk, and they didn't realise, so they were walking, and then they're like, bugger me, this is a little bit longer. And what had you gone on?
It was the Darkness to Daylight walk for prevention of domestic violence, and as we do, we were chatting and taking no notice. And we must have got in the 10K line instead of the 3K. So we ended up doing about 6Ks.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, yeah, fair enough. That's all right.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle. It's amazing what you guys are achieving with your foundation. And I think, you know, a lot of people donate a lot of money, but to what you are giving here with these townhouses is a gift of safety to people. And, you know, somewhere where people can go and feel at home. Somewhere.
Exactly. And they'll have the support of each other, which is wonderful. If you have someone who understands what you're going through, you have the support to help with babysitting and just everything. The community, the sense of community will be great.
That is so true, because when you go to Beyond DV and you speak to that community, which you guys are involved with as well, you realise they've become such good friends, and for them to realise, oh, my God, I wasn't alone when I felt like I was suffering in absolute silence, and to be able to support each other, it's amazing what they have achieved.
Oh, it's amazing what Carolyn does. She has been the driving force behind this, Beyond DV, and we're just lucky enough that we were included in the conversation to start with, and it was a dream of all of ours to be able to do something like this, but we didn't think this would happen for another 5-10 years.
Amazing.
But it's now coming to fruition, you know, because of this private philanthropist.
Yeah,
amazing.
Mr. X, we'll call him.
Mr. X. Yeah, well, we will be walking, and it sounds like Stav's going to be running it for us.
Good on you, Stav.
Hey, you're welcome.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yep. As long as cloning technology comes along in the next wee while, we'll be fine.
Well, good on you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks.
Can I just say thanks, Stav, because you boxed for us last year, now you're running.
Yes.
To be fair, Lloyd, if you watched the fight, I probably should have ran then too.
I don't know, maybe you're Mr. X. Woo!
Yeah. Lloyd and Sue Clark, thank you for your time. You can still register. Make sure you go to the B105 website. We've got details up there for you. Run, swim, or the gym. Get 20% off with code AJ20 at abbyandjoseph.com.au.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.